Capital V. WA2 Oscar Kilo Zulu 10 in Cranford, New Jersey. No traffic.
WXNOV. WDTKTV. Steve in Manhattan. No traffic.
Answer NOV.
PSN1 is Staten Island, no traffic.
N2NOV. This is November 2, November Hotel, Mike, Joe, and Garfield. Good evening, no traffic, over.
N2NOV. This is K2AFY, Allen, East North, New Jersey.
N2NOV. This is N1MLZ, Bob in Milford, Connecticut, with a comment.
N2NOV. This is WB2SDC. No traffic, Mr. Pius.
N2NOV. This is KC2RQS. The name is Darrow. Bath Beach, Brooklyn. Good evening, and no traffic.
Been equally busy, Charlie, not doing too much listening and trying to get the radios mounted in the vehicle. I've got the antennas mounted, but having a real heck of a time trying to find a path from the battery into the car. There is no way through the firewall that I can see, so doing that, and then next week I have to take a trip down to Texas and Mexico, so going to be busy, but I will check the email here, this is you, and if something comes up, I'll pass it along here at .net. WA2SQ2.
You're going down south, and my brother... I guess we're swapping personnel across the country. Yeah, next Wednesday we're going out to dinner. And, we don't get up here very often.
Well, it's not the greatest time of the year to go around going. It's hot, but nevertheless, gotta go.
And what says go? Do you need anything else as far as an article? I think we'll connect to it.
It's full time. Actually, I've got a few things I was working on it before the net over here, trying to get something together, trying to make it a little bit longer. But I've got quite a few things here. It's just a matter of getting the time to put it all together. My plan at this point is to try and get it out maybe on Saturday morning. So we won't have to worry about next week. But that's where it stands at the moment.
Okay, if you need, I can create
CDFs
as well.
Creating it's nothing more than getting it all together. It's not a matter of creating the PDF. It's a matter of time. In fact, this is the first time I've been near my PC down here in almost a week. I mean, I checked my email remotely, but that's about it. It's just been a little bit hectic.
Okay, understandable, and it happens to all of us. Okay, let's see. K2AFY. If you introduce yourself to the group, and well, there's other kind of things that you like to listen to besides that stream. I'm very excited to join us. And we'll have a K2AFY. First name's Alan. Lost you guys in a while since you lost the other repeater. I've checked in a few times in the past. I'm not that active on NAT. Pretty much just police and fire department activity. And, of course, amateur radio. Back to NAT. Okay, Alex. I'd like to get a feel for what to do every so often coming to the public becomes really interesting. I've never heard of it before. Okay, let's see. N1MLZ. Evening, Bob. How are things up there in Connecticut?
Yeah, good evening, Charlie. Good to the rest of the net out there. Yeah, it's a little chilly up here, but I guess it's better than being hot and humid. So it's not too bad here, Charlie. Just a follow-up from last week. I mentioned that I was going to get a Pro 97, and I did get it since then. It's more than I expected. Really sensitive on the bell air band, which I was hoping for, mainly to use it for the bell air band, and very, very fast scanning, and very little birdies. I don't get any pager interference or any, it doesn't sound like any VHF bleed over, like you can call it or whatever, on the bell air band, as some of the other scanners I noticed. No cell phone images or nothing on the bell air band, which is very, very, very nice for me, because I was hoping for it for this scanner. So, other than that, it's, like I said, it's great sensitivity, does a great job on trunking and all that, but I was mainly going to use it for the bell air band, but other than that, it's a great scanner for the price. And is there any follow-up on that, Charlie? Back to you.
Well, considering how many frequencies could possibly be used for military aircraft stuff, VHF and VHF, we need a lot of channels up. Okay, you're hearing things up there that we don't really hear down here. This is close to the Connecticut Air National Guard, the Massachusetts Institute, or the Otis Air Force Base.
Yeah, that's correct, Charlie. Really, really good. Yeah, Otis. I'm kind of in the middle between Otis and Atlantic City. So, and also upstate New York, I guess, down here pretty good. And Virginia, I'm sorry, Vermont, the Minutemen group guys up there. Vermont group, the Green Mountain group there. I hear them on here pretty good, too. So, kind of in the middle of it all here, so it's kind of nice. You know, like you said, Cape Cod, guys here, Otis at Atlantic City. And even down in Virginia, you can hear too when they're out over the one area. So it's pretty good. Pretty good over
I've got a couple sitting around. I was thinking of dedicating them to the aircraft, so probably what I'll do, got to rewire the station here. Got a couple of battery backup units to reconfigure this.
Yeah, it keeps busy for a little while, that's for sure. Yeah, very good. All right, Charlie, thanks for coming in here, and I'll be monitoring the rest of the way here.
Bob, were you able to hear any of the shuttle communications last week when they went up?
Yeah, unfortunately, I didn't have the radio in this radio yet. I was hoping to get it in time for that, but didn't have it in time. So, and I was on the beach just in case it was going to be delayed. It wasn't, so wasn't able to see it. You know, I had the ham radio with me to rebroadcast over here, and I was looking through it anyway. But on the negative on the was 296.8. I think I used the monitor and adjusted the frequency.
And 259.7, a few different ones. Actually, there was a lot of satellite traffic that was running around up there. In the 260s. So, now some people heard them. But what sort of confused the issue that is President Bush was doing his traveling to Europe for the conference, and some of that satellite traffic was actually before that mission and not necessarily before the NASA. So that threw a few people off. Well, first off, the shuttle is due to come back down on Monday. They flip off the UHF channel just in case what's wrong with the other. Alright, I got an email recently for frequencies that are used for ground services, Continental Airlines and Dulles Airport. But anybody needs them, I think you kind of want to get a technical job in the channel. Five different channels. And I'm not sure, but I guess we've seen somebody pretty close to the operation. First one is ramp control on 129.075. Then there's international operations on 129.9. Domestic operations primary channel is on 131.500. Domestic operations secondary channel is 130.975. And the last one is the maintenance channel on 131.65. And again, that's Continental Airlines at Newark Airport. Okay, let's see. Doesn't have a show inside, Bob. Anything on the email yet?
Nothing at all, Charlie. I did want to share some news. I picked up, I actually put a posting out on Radio Reference and a few other ones looking for the best mobile scanner antenna. That's like asking somebody who's got the best ribs or the best pizza or whatever. So you open yourself up for all kinds of opinions. But actually got quite a bit of private messages back. People were raving about an antenna that Larson recently released, called the NMO-150/450/800. And I looked at it, and it's a compromised antenna. It's got one loading coil in it. But the comments that I got back were actually pretty good. People said out of all the multi-band antennas, it seemed to have the best all-around coverage. Hang on a second. Meaning that the antenna performance was fairly close on all three bands.
So everybody did say on low band, forget it. Doesn't work so well. So I went hunting around, I found out that HRO had it. With the shipping, it was like $26. It wasn't even a lot of money. I got it as an NMO. Mounted it up. I put two NMO mounts on the top of the vehicle, one for my dual band 2-meter 440 antenna and the other one for the scanner. And I got to say, it works pretty good. It does not have a spring on it, so the unfortunate thing is when I pull into my garage, I gotta take the antenna off. But as a mobile scanner antenna, or if you wanted to possibly buy it and put a set of radios on it, it actually works quite well. I compared it and dedicated the quarter waves antennas that I had cut. And on VHF and UHF, it's virtually identical. On 800, this thing has got almost one X unit better than a quarter wave cut at 800. So, not a bad antenna. It's about 16 inches long, which makes it very nice if you want to keep a low profile.
Okay, what's the model of the antenna again to make this one what's copy down?
It's a Larson, and the model number is NMO150/450/800. It's basically a three-band receiving antenna. But Larson does say it can transmit up to 100 watts on VHF and UHF. I haven't tried it. I suspect it would probably work. But it's a the standard 3/4-inch Motorola NMO mount, which is pretty popular. That's what I've been using all along. So I can unscrew it and, put a variety of different antennas, whatever I want to change.
Hey, Mark, you want to jump in with that?
Hello, I'm just trying my calling. Sorry, I'm late. It's 2-9. No traffic, are you?
Okay, that's what I have to offer. I'm sorry it's not more, but things are a little bit crazy. Bob, N1MLZ, I got a question for you. I really envy you being able to receive all that NOAA traffic. And I know there's a lot of people out here too. If you, I can't hear it, and I'm one of them, and I don't know. I suspect that it's knowing where to listen and being there at the right time, and that's probably 75% of the success rate that you have. But I'm going to ask you something, if you can do it on email. The top 10 frequencies, meaning, you can go on there and you find them active, not 24 hours a day, of course, but I'm just curious if somebody said, what's the top 10 millimeter frequencies that you hear with the most activity? What are they? I think that might be something that a lot of us might enjoy at least trying again.
Yeah, sounds like a good idea, Bob. Maybe I'll do like the top 30 or so. How's that?
I mean, the more the better. I mean, it's just one of those things. Like if somebody says to me, what frequency do you listen to? I mean, I've got my favorite. I know somebody posted one time about this. You really want to hear a lot of action. What do you want to listen to? So, I mean, I had my top three or four frequencies that I know are always going to be interesting listening, and I got to believe that up in the military band, it's probably similar.
Then there's the refuel frequencies, and then of course you have the CAP, Combat Air Patrol, and I imagine 4th of July this year, they might be over New York again like they were last year, so that was interesting last year, 4th of July, so yeah, I'll make up a little list there for you, Bob.
Okay, very good. Solid, back to you.
Hey, Bob, I got one comment.
What's that, guys? I don't know. I know he's by the water, and propagation over the water is definitely something that I've experienced, and it's nice.
And that was over coming. Thanks, Bob. Yeah, very good. Okay. Yeah, Justin, how you doing up here? You know, the aircraft, they are usually up pretty high. So, I mean, it's just like AM aircraft. You can hear them on the regular aircraft band. You can hear them, you know, a couple hundred miles, 300 miles away from the time. And when they do their exercises, you know, as you were hearing about 271, they're usually up 20 or 30,000 at least. So, you know, you can hear them pretty far. What you were hearing there, Justin, was the Combat Air Patrol, I guess, is the, you know, I think it's around here somewhere, and what they're doing is they're watching civilian and, you know, aircraft, and making sure they don't go into the area where they're not supposed to go over, you know, and you'll hear the contact. That's actually the, when they say contact, that's the aircraft they're watching, and they call it a target on the, I think what it stands for, but target of interest, TOI, target of interest, you'll hear them talk about that and stuff, but that's what they're doing, they're watching the aircraft, making sure they stay outside of the zone where they're not supposed to go into, because of either the president in town or something like that, so that's stuff that you hear, and it doesn't.
Yeah.
Digital receiver converter for television.
that will be happening on President's Day 2009. So even though there was one for a while and you don't see it anymore, it doesn't mean that there will not be more in the future. Just trying to gauge how quickly people are adopting television sets being sold that have this consumer built into it. And I'll give an idea of how many converters we make. And conversely, how many dollars the federal government is going to allocate to giving discounts to people who need to test that they can only make so much or make below a certain amount of money income-wise so they can eligible for the coupon as a discount. So give it some time, please.
You know, my situation has been stopping for a long time. And I went to Walmart out of necessity. My grip. And I went to the electronics department. And, get now a new 19-inch conventional glass TV tube. In fact, works on a PSP TV for $142. You know, they're moving for holdout. Oh, why should I buy a new TV? Well, that's a big excited.
In the end, it's all going to come down to personal finances. What people can afford to do and how motivated they are when it's time to do it. So, the next, just under 6 years, is going to be interesting to watch. I'm not going to worry about it now. Besides, those who are hooked up to the cable box or a satellite dish don't have to worry about this at all. It's only those who can get the cable box. We're top of 10 percent. So that percentage of population is really okay. Alright, let's see. Todd, K3PF, you're the next one up at 7. Next one up.
Okay, good evening to everyone on the net. Just a quick question. Looking for the New Jersey Transit dispatch frequency for Raritan Valley line. They used to share it with the coastline, which is originally 161.235. Now I'm just getting the coastline, so they probably switched over. So I'm looking for the Raritan Valley dispatch in Jersey Transit, primary dispatch frequency for the road channels for the trains. If anyone has it, you pass it on, it'll be appreciated.
I believe that's going to be on the trunk system, and I have seen so many different variations of what works and what doesn't work, and I wish I could help you, but that's, I don't know, maybe Radio FM should have something on it.
All right, no problem. I'll give a look over there and see what happens, and if anyone else thinks of something, they can pass it on. I'll go back to listening. K2ACS.
X1FZ, WB2X, okay.
That's it.
When the transition takes place, no doubt that consumers, satellites, and cable will have conventional SDSC for a while. But, those systems are going to change over one way or another. They're going to change over.
Cable boxes, satellite receivers, no, they don't have to change over. They have no need to whatsoever. Besides, those boxes have multiple outputs on them, besides just standard RF on channel 3. They have audio and video outputs. They have super VHS outputs. In multiple different ways of feeding the signal.
check, but are they going to continue to transmit NTSC, or are they going to go into the ATV mode?
The output from the box will continue with standard NTSC. As far as the transmission from the head end to your individual box, it's using a satellite for the best thing.
No. I think you're kind of confused. The only thing that's going to change is the over-the-air method of delivery. The program, the programming, nothing will change. The only difference is going to be, instead of you receiving it on channels 2 through 13, you're going to be receiving up in the UHF band. Instead of standard analog NTSC, you're going to be receiving the digital signal. The other thing is, if you don't live in the immediate New York metropolitan area, you may lose your TV programming, because the UHF coverage area is only about 50% of VHF, so that's the other issue. But the percentage of people who are receiving TV programming off the air is actually down right now. There's all different numbers, but in the New York metropolitan area, the best estimation right now is maybe 10%.
True. OTA transmission will go to ATV. And a lot of people have cable and satellite. But the standards are going to change. It's inevitable. So, you know, it's not ATV, but you get a really true forward line resolution picture.
NTSC is NTSC. It's not going to change. They're just not going to be using it anymore. So what you're transmitting is going to be ATSC. That's what it comes down to. If you've got a video game or whatever, it's still going to have regular 480i NTSC up. What's not going to work? ATSC tuners will also receive analog.
That's only on selected television. I looked into this already.
No, you're wrong. I work in the industry, and you have to understand that there are still many peripheral devices, including VCRs, that have RF out. The mandated change, is only addressing what comes in over the air. So cable boxes and other peripheral devices that are in use will still be using RF. And all of the ATSC tuners, I mean, for example, DVD recorders, every DVD recorder on the market we're selling right now has an ATSC tuner. It still receives analog. That is not going to change.
I defer to your experience.
I'm sorry, say again? Speak up a little bit.
I defer to your experience.
Oh, okay, I don't know who you're reading, but I'm privy to the product design, and actually was in a meeting just last week on this issue, because I asked the same question, and I said, at what point will the tuners that the industry is using drop analog out? And I kind of got this look, and they said, why would we want to do that? It doesn't, you know, it's just not going to happen, because there are a lot of devices that are still going to use analog. I mean, case in point, if you have cable TV, okay, not all TVs have audio and video in. So if you're a cable TV subscriber, they're going to give you a cable box. That cable box is not going to have ATSC out. It's got RF out. So they have to keep it.
Well,
totally agree. And the television industry will lose a lot of viewers. People TV sets go totally dead.
Absolutely not. You know what? 2 years ago, I shared your feelings, but if you look at the statistics and you look at what's going on, but more important, if you look at how often the average person buys a new TV, it's just not going to be an issue. One of the things you have to look at right now is most people that buy a TV, if it's 25 inch or smaller, okay, and the TV breaks, they don't service them. They buy a new TV. The reason being is it costs more to service that TV than it does to buy a new one.
True. And I have repaired many, many RGB monitors on video games that have gone 24 hours a day, 7 days a week for X number of years. People were saying, why should I buy a new TV? Mine's been working for the last 12 years.
Oh, let me put it to you this way. You're not the typical consumer. First of all, the HDTV buzz is out there right now. Everybody wants, I guess. Blu-ray, which is the new DVD format, was $1,000. Second generation is already down to $499. In order to be able to use that, you need a high-def TV. The price on high-def TVs is coming down. So those people that say, why should I buy a new TV? They're going to buy it because they want to cash in on on all the new technology and all the new features. And there are those people that say, I don't need that. You know, I'm just going to keep what I got. Well, it's fine. They're going to be in their little two-room apartment somewhere in East New York, and they're going to use one of those cable converters, and they're going to be happy. But the majority of the consumer electronic public right now is not aligned with the way you're thinking.
And I agree with you. I'm not a usual consumer, but the law changing out broadcast license does not require HDTV. Stations on the air will have to go to advanced digital television, but they're not required to have a
well, they're not restricted, but they are, because the equipment basically, when they do the transition, one supports the other. So in our area, for example, anybody who is on with a digital signal, I shouldn't say everybody, I mean there's a few UHF ones, but for the most part all the major networks are ready, you know, digital, and they have high def to accompany it. If you look at stations like PBS, for example, PBS right now, it's got five channels up there on digital.
Can we move this along? This is an argument about nothing, really, and I'm sure there's other people with stuff to do. Cheering you out.
I think it's going to work out, though. I'm just curious. I think you're out there by Morristown? How many of the digital stations you're able to receive out there?
He's going to get step out.
I don't think so. Charlie, what about, you're in Staten Island, you're not that far away, but are you watching any of the digital yet?
Yeah, I've had the hot plug caught in my computer for a year and a half now. Yeah, I'm seeing plenty of stations that have digital carriers and sub-programming on all the computers.
How many?
Go to my website, and 1LP.net, go halfway down, you'll see a link for New York City area digital TV. You'll see exactly what I'm saying.
because the last time I checked with Consumer Electronics, there are 4 stations in the New York metro area. Now, ABC's got 2 tapes, got CBS, the Telefutura Channel 68, their digital. LAW's got a couple, the NBC, WNBC, NJB, NJM. What do I have here? Fox 5, CIX, WOR, WXTV. It's a bunch of them.
Let me just say this. I can receive more digital channels right now than there are analogs.
Our government taxpayers' dollars to work.
I don't know. I mean, New York is funny. I mean, but I don't have any super antenna. It's just a modest TV antenna on the roof. And right now, I can receive more digital channels than there are analogs. So I don't see any problem. I mean, for me, it's just a transparent, you know, boom. The other thing is, you know what? Let's look at one other thing. We say at the beginning of the net that we're not going to discuss amateur radio, but I'm going to break the rules. Once this all happens, 6 meter popularity can go up. You don't have to worry about TVI anymore.
That's a good point.
For Google Trends, we make lemonade. But I was thinking about that earlier today, and I said, gee, that's going to be a plus. So I think it's all going to work out. Sorry, I got to run. I got a phone call tonight here. I am not going to be here next week. I'm going to be traveling, so I don't know if you're going to be here or not. I just wanted to give you a heads up on that ahead of time. S2NLZ, WA2SQ.
Hi, Dad. I'll be home from that dinner with my brother in time for that 7 o'clock at Midtown.
Guys, so we may not, unless somebody wants to run the net, we may not have one next week. But I'll see what we can work out. I gotta run anyway. Thank you for everyone's participation. And sorry, it's got a little one track here, but it is a relevant issue. We all watch TV, and that's all going to be happening. So we'll see how it plays out. WA2SQ.
Well, I just want to clarify one thing on that, Bob. Europe, especially England, has been digital for a long time now, so this is like old hat for the rest of the world. It's those of us here in the States that are fearing something new. What was it that FDR said? We have nothing to fear but fear itself. So don't worry about it. This will all work itself out. Nick Navarro is always saying that at the marathon when something crazy happens in that morning. As we're trying to get things ready for 35,000 plus runners. Don't worry about it, it'll work itself out. Eventually it does. So we just move along. Okay, any last minute checks or comments before we wrap it up? Because that's what I'll do to show it with Stanley with me.
WR, November 3, Whiskey Romeo X-ray, and Josh, we're in Jersey City. No traffic, just listening. Good evening.
Okay, evening to N3WRX. Welcome to net. Okay, hearing nothing else, we'll close the net at this time. Say 7-3 to everybody, and we'll catch you in a couple of weeks. Like Bob said, neither one of us, Bob nor myself, will be here next Wednesday evening. So please feel free to run the net yourself or get together for casual chat on anything new that's popped up. As different things happen between now and then that I hear about, I'll shoot them out on email to you as quickly as I can, so at least you'll have some information. And you won't be starving for 2 weeks, so to speak. Okay. Once again, the shuttle is coming down on Monday morning. Supposedly, but check the NASA channel and news to find out, sure, exactly what time they're landing. And give you a good opportunity to listen around the UHF military air band, especially the frequency used for the shuttle itself, that may hear some traffic as they're coming down the land. So, catch you in a couple of weeks, or Monday night near the ArrixNet, or at any other time during the week, whenever the radio wants. And 20 will be clear.